So inquiring minds want to know, direct from the star or wherever else your shopping cart will take you, what what is the deal with the whole Mary gospel, Gospel of Mary? What is going on with that?
Okay, that's a good question, Kim. That happens to be a gospel of the Gnostics. And the Gnostics existed way back when Jesus was around. It's a religion that is very based on feeling, and the gospels that are in the magazine that we saw at the grocery store are being brought to light now, even though they were discovered in a lump sum in the 1940s out of Nag Hammadi, Egypt. They have nothing to do really with the actual gospels, and they're called gospels because someone wanted us to think that they had to do with the Bible. But if you read them, you find out that the material that is in them is very different from what the Bible says. That Gospel of Mary is a very interesting gospel, but it doesn't have much to do with what was going on in the Bible, actually. And someone has labeled it the Gospel of Mary to give it credibility. Actually, it gives a different picture of Jesus, as if he told secrets to a Mary, that the Mary Magdalene that saw him after he was resurrected, and told her secrets about setting up the church in her name rather than setting up the church in the disciples' names. It's a lie. It doesn't match the Gospels at all, but it is makes for interesting reading for the grocery store line. Susie'd like to comment.
I'd like to add something about the Gnostic Gospels. I think it's important to note that they were written hundreds of years after Jesus lived. And so it would be like me today trying to write an eyewitness account of the life of Thomas Jefferson. You know, we live hundreds of years after. We don't know the time. We don't know the man. And we can't pretend to write an eyewitness account. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are eyewitness accounts of the life and the words of Jesus. And I think there's just no comparison between the four Gospels we have in the New Testament and the Gnostic text.